Thank you, Chair. My delegation extends its appreciation to the Chair and his team for all their efforts to work on the document submitted by the Friends of the Chair, and for presenting to us your plans to progress with the proposed mechanisms and to move us forward in this process. We still remain to be optimistic in the continuation of the work of this group, especially now that the proposals on the two mechanisms have reached a stage where some of its provisions have received vast support from delegations, and we look forward to continue negotiating in good faith. My delegation would also like to underscore what the Chair said about learning the lessons from COVID-19. During the pandemic, many developing countries suffered its impact gravely, and with the state of recovery from the pandemic, we cannot afford to experience and suffer in such a way again. Hence, the strengthening of the BWC provides us an opportunity to equip ourselves better in case of a biological event, whether natural, accidental, or deliberate. With this, we would also like to highlight the links between disarmament and development, which more often than not, a nexus that lacks enough discussion in multilateral processes. The strengthening and effective implementation of disarmament conventions will help our countries, especially developing countries, to focus their resources on the initiatives dedicated to the well-being of their peoples and to the advancement of their economies. Lastly, our delegation would again like to reiterate our support to you, Chair, and to the continuation of the work of this group.